This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Hour 2 starts live from the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's 3 and Out, Nate Hodges, Houston Crest, Davey Hudson, Adam Hickman. Getting you set for the weekend, it's Friday edition. Nice, cool, and comfortable in here, thanks to Blue Water Climate Control.
Thank God.
Whew. 95. Inside the building. I was hoping it would hold a little longer for those boys. Probably the only reason the drive even started is because got to give a shout out to Russell Smith. He got us connected with the Blue Water guy, you know, before his show started, so he knew that the Calvary was on the way. If there was kind of no end in sight, he might have just called it, but stuck it out. And as he said, you wouldn't see the stateroom boys sticking out.
They would not have been in here.
No AC on the hottest day of the year.
In fairness,
yeah.
If that had not been fixed, I don't know if I would have come in today.
This morning, it'd have been cooler.
But not cool.
Yeah, it'd probably be like 87.
yeah, it would have been low 80s. I'd have been out. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it cold. I have no shame in saying that. It is what it is. So, you know, we roll forward. Congrats to John Fulkerson. The NIL deal we all knew was going to happen eventually has happened.
Yep.
Pals. Folky.
It was born.
I mean, it already existed. Like, how much free advertising did he give them? Goodness.
That's a good point.
Folky fries has to be on the menu from now on, right?
You think they just get rid of Frenchy fries? You just call them Folky fries?
I would.
How many Pals locations are there?
There's Jeff City.
Well, I know where some are, but how many total?
Oh, it's just like a, you know, like Jeff City, like, and like Tri-Cities type deal, isn't it?
I've never been.
Oh, my goodness.
30. Only 30.
Where at? Are there any out of state?
I don't think so. I could be wrong on that.
Like, I swear they're all from Knox County. There's not one in Knox County, but they're like from Sevier County. There's not one.
It says they're, this on their wiki page, it does say there may be some in southwestern Virginia.
Yeah, that would make sense, because Bristol area.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like from Jeffco on towards that way, you got 30.
Did you say southwestern Virginia or southwest Virginia?
Southwestern Virginia.
I just wanted to clarify. Okay.
I was clear. You weren't listening.
Go to Pals, Davey.
I don't make many trips up that way.
Chance hated it. Chance gave it like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, that's no. No. I might just be biased because it's kind of a local East Tennessee ordeal, but it's great.
Have you ever been to the Varsity in Atlanta?
I have not. I've never eaten there when I've been in Atlanta.
I've been there, but I was so young, I don't really remember if I liked it or not.
I did not like it at all.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's just a big gimmicky thing down there in Atlanta to do when you go to a Braves game.
And that's exactly when I went. Went down for a Braves game. Everybody went, oh, we got to go to the bar. Just wasn't that impressed, man. Just not going to lie. And then I don't like it when you go to a place that everyone says, you got to go. And then you get food and you don't like it. And like, oh, well, you got the wrong thing. And I'm like, if they were good at food, I could get what I normally get and enjoy and like theirs. And I just didn't.
And then you got to tell them their recommendation sucked.
Hey, I think Pals is good.
Pals is good.
Man, sometimes things just get overrated just because they're always going to be. Like if you talk it up. If people talk it up too much, like, it's just no way it's going to be that good for you.
I'm just
the
not big on,
way overrated.
Big on fast food. Like, I've never had Whataburger, like, In-N-Out, like, any of the places. Like, if they're not in Knoxville, like, whenever I go out of town, like, I'm not going to eat fast food just because, like, oh, this is here.
I mean, you got to try it, though.
I'm still mad I didn't eat.
I thought Whataburger was fine. I did like In-N-Out.
I should have tried. I was in Cali for a bit, and I should have tried In-N-Out. I didn't. There was one.
You didn't get it?
Mm-mm.
They prepare their food at In-N-Out and Whataburger so much better than other places do around here, if you've not noticed, which I think that's half of the sale.
Part of it was In-N-Out. The height of COVID, and I didn't have a car because I was on a business trip, and so I had to walk over or do Uber Eats, and I wasn't sure if I did Uber Eats if it'd be the right experience.
Mm.
Might not be piping hot right off the grill.
Fair.
And I wasn't sure if you could even walk up. I was within walking distance of it. Long walking, but not too bad.
Well, it would have been a good idea to walk, before you eat fast food.
Yeah.
But if you couldn't get in, walk to the drive-thru, loser.
They were really heavy. It was height of COVID in California.
Right.
I was surprised they were even open.
Right.
To tie this into sports, so Cade Cunningham went first overall last night to the Detroit Pistons, the Oklahoma State. I guess you'd call him a guard. But he said he had gone vegan, but he was talking about when he was overseas playing with the U.S. national team for the under certain, I can't remember what age it was. But he was talking about having McDonald's, and he said even though it was better in Greece, he basically felt so bad afterwards. He was just I'm just going to go vegan after this, and he stuck with it ever since.
How long ago was that?
A couple of years, I'd say.
He's been vegan for a couple of years. I saw he signed up with a couple of plant-based food companies, and then he got a big deal with Nike. He's a good player.
But, I've done that before where I've gone several months without eating fast food, and then the first time I put it back in my system, I feel bad for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing. I went vegan for a month one time. It wasn't terrible.
I recall.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't the best. There's things you miss, but it wasn't bad. Troy says the varsity makes Crystal look like health food. I would agree.
Yeah. It's more been more gluten for me lately.
Oh yeah, you got my kids, gluten intolerance.
My kids are—they're not allergic. They don't have celiacs or anything, but it just kind of messes with their stomach when they eat gluten, so they avoid it. First, my daughter, and now my son does too, and they seem to do a lot better. Last night, though, I broke them out, Houston, because Beaver Nuggets are gluten free.
You're kidding?
Corn based. They're loaded down with sugar, and they're not healthy.
Okay, hey. This is the second time that you've done this. You don't have to say that. Everyone knows.
My son loved them and then said, are these at least somewhat healthy? I was like, no.
It's a vegetable.
Okay. He said that. That was his retort.
It's like saying Cheetos is is a vegetable. But
I'm glad to see you're operating on the 10-year-old level. But, he said, it's got corn in it.
I was 10 once.
He said, it's got corn in it. And we're like, yeah. No,
so he liked them?
I enjoyed some. He loved them. My daughter did too.
You're welcome.
You're right though. You can't eat a ton of those. You think you can after about three.
You're like, oh yeah, and then it's like
then
five,
you hit
six.
About, yeah, about,
it's weird.
I mean, six, yeah.
And it's just like, you know what?
After three, you're like, it's the best snack ever.
Mm-hmm.
You hit six, and you're like,
I'm tired.
My tongue has a weird feeling here.
Why am I sweating?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So anyway,
I totally get it.
But yeah, the whole fam
had
the Bucky's Beaver Nuggets.
Soon enough, you'll be able to drive.
My wife liked them too. She was like, it's a cross between caramel corn or Cracker Jacks, and corn pops.
Yeah. That's the way they were described.
Mm-hmm.
Big corn pops. Man, I miss
that. I can eat a whole bag in one sitting, but that's just me.
Well, yeah, we got to practice some self-control.
I think they could be just as good if they even cut back on the sugar a little bit, because then you could probably eat more of them, not get that
foamy,
that rich feel. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old. Maybe Adam with
Davey ate some of his and left the bag in the lobby. So
I snacked on them for about 4 to 5 days.
Okay. They didn't get stale? That's great. It's a true testament to the product. Impressive. Let's see here.
They're auctioning off.
We have a gold medal update.
Princess Diana's piece of wedding cake soon.
Why?
It's from the 1981 marriage.
Why? Like the frozen top of the cake thing?
Just one piece, though.
How many pieces can they get out of that?
What do you mean? Oh, I don't know. This is one piece that still remains, and it's been auctioned before. and it comes with like
they're reselling.
Yeah, it comes with a little card and like the like some memorabilia, I guess.
Somebody told me that it's a tradition to freeze your wedding cake and then a year later eat it.
Yeah, first anniversary, you eat frozen wedding cake to remind you of the night that you got married.
Nate, did you do that?
We.
That's a dumb tradition, just like Tennessee playing Alabama every year.
I can't. Coward. We froze ours, got it out a year later, took one bite, and was like, yeah, this is awful, and threw it away.
Sad.
I don't like cake when it's fresh.
You don't like cake?
I'd rather eat broccoli or carrots or cabbage.
Adam, you wouldn't eat broccoli if it was deep fried in chocolate sauce.
Oh, I would. I love broccoli. Cake's disgusting.
It's funny, Nate, I don't know if you noticed that I did the Seinfeld quote. He actually accidentally said about exactly what Newman said. That's impressive. Yes, I would. I love broccoli. Here, have some. Certainly. Who doesn't like cake? Like all cake? Me. You just hate chocolate cake, yellow cake, caramel cake, apple cake, pineapple upside down cake.
Cheesecake is good and that's it.
Cheesecake's not a cake. It's a pie.
Yep.
Cake in the name.
I understand that, but there's no actual cake.
And
it's a custard pie.
And who likes carrot cake? And who invented that?
I love carrot cake.
No.
Carrot cake's not that bad, but the idea behind a fruit cake is...
Fruit cakes are just...
I don't think I've ever had a fruit cake. There was some show back in the day where it was like, that was like a big joke, like during Christmas.
You're nuttier
like,
than a fruit cake.
Like, you know the ones you can buy, like, on the counter at the gas station, like, during holidays? Like, who?
That what? Look like bricks?
Yeah. Like, who? Maybe I'm crazy. Like,
who looks at that and says, that looks good?
Some people give them as a gift. Like, here, got you this Weigel's fruitcake.
I don't get it.
Now, Weigel's would be the way to go if you were going to.
No, I don't disagree with that.
We're going to go some.
I bet Bear likes fruitcake.
Janeway says In-N-Out in L.A. was like higher quality Steak and Jake with maybe worse fries. Okay, good. I don't have to try it anymore.
I didn't think the fries were worse than Steak and Shake. The fries were not incredible.
I was at the L.A. In-N-Out.
Let's see.
The same one.
I went to the one in San Diego.
I'm pretty sure the Steak and Shake around here still is not open their dining area.
I did educate.
The one in Powell?
Turkey Creek.
They still haven't opened their dining area?
Pretty sure.
I
feel like the quality at Steak and Shake's gone down. I don't get it often, but the last time I had it, that Frisco burger is just not the same.
They're losing out to Cookout.
Yeah. That was the high school move, though, Steak and Shake.
My grandmother used to take it. She loved it.
Yeah?
The chili.
Oh.
Did you ever have the chili? I don't even think they have it anymore.
No. I did educate a Californian that Chick-fil-A serves breakfast. He was unaware.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
They're on a riddle.
Do they out there, though?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they serve biscuits?
It was a slightly different menu, but they still had biscuits.
They did. The Chick-fil-A biscuit?
I'm pretty sure.
Or was it something else?
No, I'm pretty sure they had biscuits.
Because I was somewhere in California or Colorado. And it was, they served their sandwiches. They were all on English muffins.
Mm-hmm. They had that too.
Didn't have
they
biscuit.
They had biscuit. Pretty sure they had a biscuit.
All right. I mean, that makes sense.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe I just got the minis.
And you always get the minis, so I'm sure you got the minis.
And didn't look for a biscuit.
There's little Sister Schubert rolls with a nugget in there.
It's your
go-to.
I get biscuits sometimes. Well, they went through that phase where they didn't have the spicy chicken.
That was such a big mistake.
What were they thinking?
Such a big mistake.
They torn down the one by my house completely.
What?
The Chick-fil-A.
So, where? What? Why?
Yeah. I went by the Chick-fil-A.
The one where the Publix is?
No.
Oh.
Michael's.
Kingston Overlook. Yeah. It's gone.
Wait, the double drive-thru?
No.
Across from the Mayo.
Near,
Yeah. That one's gone?
Franklin Square.
Where the Schlotsky's Deli used to be?
Yeah, right there.
They tore that down?
Yeah, the Marine Recruitment Office.
Why?
Okay, so you go through the drive-thru, right? Right before...
Why'd they tear it down?
What was the last big holiday we had? Memorial Day weekend, maybe?
Sure.
Okay. So you go through, like, that week, and you get this little card that says, beginning with this weekend, I guess, you know, like, or after the holiday weekend, this Chick-fil-A location will be closed for renovations.
Oh, they're renovating.
Yeah.
You said they tore it down like that was done.
And I'm like,
oh, they leveled the whole thing.
I'm like, okay, so they're going to like gut the inside, maybe redo some stuff at the parking lot, maybe a new playground.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The renovations were to completely turn it into like a dirt parking lot,
mm-hmm.
and they're running all their new utilities, and they're going to build an entire new Chick-fil-A on the old site. But I mean, there's not one brick left. we're renovating the Chick-fil-A.
They did that to the Taco Bell down the street from me. It was just gone one day. Gone.
Yeah.
Just like you said.
Now there's
a new one? It was a red. Well, they're working on it, but just completely gone. I was like, oh, I guess it didn't do well. Nope. Just building a brand new Taco Bell.
I've always said they should just build another Chick-fil-A right across the street.
Well, they're probably going to.
I'm sure.
Streamline it.
Well, that one was backing up traffic
in
the street.
I know. They're going to have to go double drive through.
Yeah.
Increase the seating, you know.
Yeah.
Parking's fine right there, because what is that back behind it?
Oh, yeah, they got tons of parking.
Is that a Bed Bath & Beyond?
It's an Urban Air now. Trampoline Park.
Oh.
I think that's the name.
Really?
Yeah, they were supposed to
open
it up.
Urban
Air? I have no idea.
Yeah, Max. No, I don't know. Air Max.
Yeah, they were supposed to have that open off Chapman Highway closer to heading into Seymour. But they ended up starting to build it. COVID hit, and then they moved and just ended up not putting it there.
What, the Urban Air?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So then they came down to West Knox.
Kind of like Top Golf. We're still waiting on that, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, aren't we? They did mm-hmm. Neyland Stadium, but
right.
They haven't built it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, not yet.
Well, and I'm worried that the latest, you know, political climate's going to shut down sports again just in time for football.
Well, I asked you yesterday how you felt about full capacity.
Well, I don't think they're going to stop the SEC at this point.
I don't think anybody can stop the SEC at this point.
I mean,
Amazon, Disney, SEC.
I mean, I did.
Someone compared the SEC. Who was that?
I mean, a lot of these southern states have passed laws saying you cannot have a mask mandate now. So, I don't know how. I mean, I guess this is what I don't understand. Why would universities put harsher restrictions on themselves than the state does? I just don't see that happening again.
I don't either.
I mean, it was. I know cases might be up, but hospitalizations and deaths and even cases on average are lower right now as Biden's going to tell you to wear a mask as when he told you if you got vaccinated, you didn't have to wear a mask anymore, which is just dripping with hypocrisy. So, I don't know. Hopefully,
time will tell.
Hopefully the vaccine keeps people protected from Delta, and even if it's moving around, it'll run its course, and it won't impact people as bad as the original round. We'll see.
COVID.
When's practice start?
Wednesday. Right around the corner.
Almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Hour two continues. I'll go ahead and just give another plug for Blue Water Climate Control.
It is nice in here.
Came out yesterday. Hottest day of the year, and of course our HVAC fan motor quit.
Yes, I don't know if we told the audience on the air. The weird sound we were hearing yesterday in hour one was the fan on the outdoor AC. It was struggling.
Mm-hmm. Eventually quit. But Blue Water.
Good reminder,
out.
Folks out there. Change your air filter.
Yep. Same day.
Turn the fan to auto, not on.
It was on auto.
No. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah.
If you leave it on, it wears the motor out, especially when you don't need it, unless you just like the airflow. But yeah, then you're gonna have to change your filter more often.
Well, if you need a complete checkup, Blue Water Climate Control can do that for you. And obviously, if you have an emergency, like we did yesterday, they can get out to you quick.
That was an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
But no, shouts out to Blue Water. I mean, that was.
Yeah.
There's been times where it's like, yeah, we can get out there in a few days. Blue Water, Johnny on the spot.
Mm-hmm. It's at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com.
That's right.
All right.
try their free home comfort audit. They can probably find a lot of problems before they go big time. You should have done that. They would have fixed that.
You ever?
It's free. Doesn't cost anything.
You ever eaten at the Beacon, Spartanburg, South Carolina? Did you ever try it?
Oh my gosh. Love that.
I don't think I've ever been in Spartanburg.
Hmm.
Truly to goodness, you've driven through Spartanburg. The Beacon Burger. The Beacon Burger drive-in. Really old school. They don't really use technology there. There's this guy that stands up at the front and just literally screams your order at the top of his lungs.
JC.
Is it an older African American man?
Mm-hmm, that's his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I
saw it on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Mm.
And yeah. NBC did like a whole special ordeal on.
No, I never been there though. Never eaten at Central Park either. Travis tweeted that in. I know you're a big Central Park guy.
Never
not once.
There's one.
Not once.
It's 2 minutes away.
I'm just telling you, I've never had it.
Go today.
No. Come on.
Why not?
What do you guys think of Denton's?
You know, I like Denton's, but I haven't.
It's great fair food, Davey.
I haven't been there in a long time for whatever reason.
I think I only ate there once. They have Philly cheesesteaks, right?
Philly cheesesteaks.
I think I got a chicken Philly. It was good. It was good. Good
sandwich. Orange Julius. My one complaint with the Beacon drive-in was I didn't like their tea.
You didn't like their tea?
Too lemony for my take.
Can you get?
Oh, no, that is right.
Yeah, it's like 60% lemonade.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. I don't like their tea either.
So it's not a tea. It's a Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, but they brand it as sweet tea.
As a lemon sweet tea. Yeah, it's supposed to be like legendary, but you gotta like lemon tea if you know.
Travis and Troy now chiming in. No, Central Park is awesome.
The Beacon's. Do you know the Beacon's main like combo, like claim to fame?
Oh, I know this. I remember. Chicken fried steak.
Nope.
Oh no. Well, what is it?
It's as JC would say. Chili cheese aplenty. The chili cheese aplenty.
Chili cheese aplenty.
Yeah, so it's a burger.
Mm.
Cheeseburger, obviously.
With chili, I'm guessing?
With the chili on it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the aplenty is half fries, half onion rings.
Okay.
And when you get the plate, if you're lucky, you can't even see your burger.
Aplenty.
Yeah, it's
gotcha.
A pile of fries and onion rings with a double patted burger and chili underneath.
And cheese.
Right. Cheeseburger, of course.
Such a healthy country.
Yeah. So JC would just.
Dave, you don't eat it every day. It's a treat. It's a vacation thing. It's not a, you know, come on. What were you about to say anyway?
The best part about JC about is he yells drink. At you
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
not ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know it, like, he's like, he said, he would always go, he'd always look at you and he'd go, "What'd you want?" And if you didn't say it immediately, he would just go to the next person or he would just start yelling at you. I mean, because it's the line just moves.
Right.
You know, like, and there's menus you can pick up at the front.
Now Eric
one.
Says Central Park is trash. I'm not, I don't know. But first
Eric
of all,
is wrong.
Okay.
The video of Giannis after winning the NBA Finals, he's going through the drive-thru. He orders a half Sprite, half lemonade.
Yes.
Have you ever had that?
No. But I want to try it.
It sounds incredible.
It's the youngest.
I haven't tried it.
You ordered 50 minis.
Have you, Davey?
I have not. That was a new one for me. But some people were saying, is that like his secret drink? Is that where he gets his power?
The half Sprite, half lemonade?
Yeah, like Michael's secret stuff.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Could be. Maybe that's the answer. That's how you become a 7-footer whose knee can bend backwards and not bother you. Troy Elliott says Central Park's fries are magnificent. They did look good when you get them.
They are, yep.
Occasionally, Nate comes back with a big old bag of Central Park. It does look good.
I haven't in a long time.
You haven't?
I've been eating better. You haven't noticed?
No, I have.
Yeah.
I don't really log your eating habits, but I've noticed you haven't brought Central Park in a while.
I haven't eaten lunch, actually, in about 3 weeks on this fasting
thing. I don't know
thing.
If that's – okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's good?
Yeah, no, it's going well.
All right.
Still get enough calories just in the right part of the day.
But you don't want to eat too late. And a big meal before bed, wake up feeling...
No, I don't do that. That's what I'm saying. And less gluten, like less bread, that helps. Because I get the carb coma bad. If I skip lunch and then eat a dinner with a lot of carbs,
yeah,
I will go to sleep at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, and then I'll wake up about 11:45, like ready for the day.
Don't like that at all.
No, it's been good. You know, you just want to lose like a 1 pound a week. You know, you don't want to go too crazy.
1 pound. That's the
1 to 2 pounds a week.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Central Park, Eric. Oh man, I mean, that's a bad take.
So far, we're 3-4-1 against.
Have you had it?
I have not, but now I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna have to go sometime soon.
There's one out in Maryville. There's one up here on Western.
I mean, it's just a little building. Just a drive through.
I've seen it. It looks cool, and the burgers, the pictures I've seen on the internet that I just Googled. Looks pretty good.
Houston.
Central, you were just now doing that?
Houston, yeah, I looked it up.
Central Park should be your favorite burger joint. You know why? Huh. Because they charge you extra for the tomato.
Huh. So I'm saving money.
Yeah. Because when I order, I have to say, add the tomato.
See, and I would not.
Yeah.
At all. I'd be rich.
I mean, the guy that started Central Park, it's probably like your long-lost great-uncle or something that didn't like tomatoes. It's like, I would just try.
Is that a local thing?
What?
Central Park? Or is it a national? Any idea?
I know that I've seen them in Chattanooga, at least. Or used to be.
Okay. That was a good yawn into the mic there, Dave. Really appreciate it.
Yep. Looks like there's one. No, that's not one. There's one in Lenore City, according to this. Dave,
What time does this place open?
I'd say probably about 11. Never mind. Seems like a lunch.
That's the Lenore City Central Park.
Oh.
Like the actual park where you go and like take your dog. Like,
right.
They call it Central Park?
I guess so.
Wow, you guys are so pretentious.
They have a couple of parks. That one's in the center of the city.
And they just decided to name it after maybe the most famous park in the world?
I think you could figure out the difference between being in Lenore City versus New York City.
What do you guys call it? The Big Apple, too? Is that Lenore City's moniker?
Tennessee is pretty well known for just taking something that's really historic somewhere else and moving it into, or calling it here, like Paris, Tennessee. It's kind of like a slap in the face.
Why? How is it a slap in the face? Do you know why it's called Paris, Tennessee?
I do not, but with that said, you also
I was curious. They do have a little...
I mean, they have an Eiffel Tower.
It's a miniature Eiffel Tower, you know, to pay homage to...
I mean, it's not like people...
Grand Paris.
That one was actually built first.
I was going to be in Paris, and they just show up, and there's some hick saying there, bonjour, like...
They don't say bonjour. Come on.
It's Paris, Tennessee, man. It's like as if you would be confused. It's like, wait, where am I? Oh, you're in Paris.
So I don't think anyone would get confused.
Nate, is it true that you can get 50 nuggets for like $16 at Central Park?
I don't know.
I've
never done the nuggets.
Would you like a croissant?
I think I saw that you can get... I could be wrong. I think you can get 20 nuggets at Burger King for $1.29.
Well, that makes that Central Park deal look like crap.
That just tells you they're not chicken.
I hate Burger King.
Oh, don't besmirch the name of Burger King in front of Houston Crest.
Wendy's is far superior when you're talking just basic chain generic fast food restaurant. I'll take that to the grave.
I'm not disagreeing. It feels weird. Like, I eat Burger King once a year when Tennessee loses their first football game as, like, you know, punishment kind of.
Oh, so you hate Burger King, actually.
I'm not going to say I hate it. I don't.
He doesn't eat it normally. It's a shtick. Seth says they have one Central Park left in Chattanooga. Bubba Burger is a classic.
So, Nate, what time does this place open?
Probably 11.
I mean, it's lunch, so yeah, 10:30, 11.
Davey, the city of Paris, Tennessee, was named after Paris, France, to honor Marquis de Lafayette, a hero of the American Revolutionary War. See? It was to honor... a war hero. Hey, you're from Paris. We're going to name our town Paris. Thanks for the help.
What's the guy's last name?
De Lafayette.
Could just call it Lafayette, Tennessee.
I think there's already a Lafayette, Tennessee. Mm. Maybe it was named after him.
There's a lot of Lafayettes in the country.
It depends on where you live, what you call it. Lafayette.
Yeah.
Lafayette.
Is that what La Follette is?
No, La Follette's very different.
Is it? No, no, no. But is that what happened?
They messed it up so bad. They maybe misspelled it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
La Follette.
It was supposed to be Lafayette, but over the years, you know, it just we kind of just evolved into La Follette. It's easier to pronounce.
Have you ever even been to La Follette?
Yeah, I've been to La Follette. Played games up there. It's not too far. I mean, it's like
a lovely area.
You go. I like it. I'm not just
right by Cove Lake State Park. Say, like,
you got to pass Rickard Ridge to get up there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm not dissing the name.
Okay.
Or the area. I'm just seeing like how the name came about.
My guess is if you looked up La Follette, they would have an explanation as to why it's named La Follette and not Lafayette. Are you doing that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. By the way, is Paris, Tennessee the only thing that Tennessee takes and claims as their own? I mean, you basically said that we do that with everything.
There's Memphis. Egypt.
Well, they built a pyramid. We pay homage to the world in the great state of Tennessee.
Lebanon.
Home of Cracker Barrel.
I've given you three examples.
Well, the state of Georgia is named after a country. We paid homage to the Indian tribe, Tennessee. Named our state after them. Why does Davey hate?
Davey hates his own state.
He made fun of a town.
Sad, really.
He made fun of a town in Tennessee with a French name. He's from Lenore City.
Named after William Lenore.
Is he not French?
I doubt it.
Yeah. You might have had me on that one. Lenoir, I could have. You might want to look that up. I probably need to look that up. Could be on me.
What were you saying? What
is was he not French?
David Lenoir?
Yeah. Lenoir? It's great radio. We're killing it. Just absolutely.
What are we supposed to talk about today? I mean, the SEC voted 14-0 to put the Oklahoma Texas. They didn't give us any drama. Could have given us like a week of radio on that. Or two, instead, just like, oh, Oklahoma, Texas coming in. That's it. Now our 12-team perfect playoff might get busted up. If anything, the Pac-12 should be like, hey, SEC is getting bigger. We now need 16 teams. That would help them more.
Lenoir is an ancient French surname.
Lenoir.
Take that, Dave.
I'm not here besmirching the name of the French. I'm just saying we took the name of Paris, the most popular city.
And named it after a war hero. In
but
honor
his
of
last
him.
Name wasn't Paris.
Because there was already a Lafayette, whatever, however you want to say it. Homage. Respecting people who do amazing things. Evan Smith says, you are absolutely besmirching the name of Paris, Tennessee. That's where my family's from, bro. You better watch it. You hear me? That's my kin.
Do you have family in Paris, Tennessee?
I did. They moved.
Yeah.
New Johnsonville.
New Johnsonville.
Right, not Johnsonville.
Do you know what happened to the original Johnsonville?
Mm-mm.
Flood.
That would make sense. It's right there on Tennessee River,
yep,
Kentucky Lake.
Old Johnsonville is now underwater.
That's sad. There's a big DuPont plant there. Huge.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. Big. Massive.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. A lot of ducks. I got a bunch of ducks.
I like ducks.
It is not where the brats come from, though.
I figured that.
That's a different Johnsonville, just so you know.
Interesting.
Like Waverly, Dixon.
Yeah.
Did
you know that about old Johnsonville, Nate?
Loretta Lynn's home.
No idea.
Yep, got flooded.
Wow.
So now there's new Johnsonville.
Which
is funny that they actually, everybody I've met that's from there and knows people from there, like, they do call it New Johnsonville. They don't just say, it's just Johnsonville.
No, it's New Johnsonville.
Oh, yeah. It's
Jayville. They'll call it Jayville.
It's new, But just it's funny when you put the word new in front of your town name.
New York.
Like, it sounds almost as bad as the Knoxville Soccer Club's team names.
Sporting Club.
It's whatever.
Yep. One Knoxville.
One Knoxville Sporting Club.
Unreal.
Where they... Janeway says we could talk about how Heupel lost to BYU last year and BYU's only loss was to Chadwell. No, we're not. I'm not doing that. Julian tweets in, says we also have an Athens, Tennessee, and a Philadelphia. We're just culturally diverse.
Yeah, apparently a non-sports talk radio DJ in town, when he would be out at like conventions or conferences or whatever, like in the radio world, people would say, like, what markets are you in?
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to sound like he was in bigger markets than he was. So he would always say, oh, what was the other one? Wait, what'd you say? Philadelphia.
Athens.
Yeah, but there was another one he used to say. I can't remember.
In the state? To make it seem bigger? Paris?
Yeah.
In Paris? Paris is a little.
I thought it was a U.S. city, like a bigger U.S. city. I don't know. It'll come to me later. But he would say, like, Philadelphia and Knoxville, Tennessee. Like, he would put the Knoxville, Tennessee at the end, and then he would list other cities in Tennessee.
Right.
But they would but kind of imply that it was the actual Philadelphia, you know. So like because he doesn't need – why would you say the state behind Philadelphia? Everyone knows that that's in Pennsylvania.
Is there an Atlanta, Tennessee?
No, it wasn't that. I don't
know. Sorry. Hmm. I blame myself.
We'll come back. Final segment. Hour two next. Samsonite. I was way off. Cleveland. Houston. Cleveland.
Cleveland. Got it.
Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Knoxville, Tennessee. There you go. It's not a lie.
If you believe it.
Mm-hmm. You could go international, though. You go Paris, Athens.
Memphis.
Memphis. Yeah.
Yep, got it.
Although people from the States, though, here in Memphis, and they think the States
of course,
is
yeah.
too big.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go. You go Kingston, though. I think somebody from Iowa, if you said Kingston, would think Jamaica, not Tennessee.
Kingston.
You know?
Yeah, maybe. They definitely wouldn't think of Kingston, Tennessee.
There's a Moscow.
No. We have a Moscow?
I got the
See, Dave?
List.
Culturally diverse.
I have the list of Tennessee cities right here. Moscow.
Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Athens.
Normandy?
No.
It's in Bedford County.
Grootley Lager?
Yeah. That one...
Right, isn't it?
Petersburg.
Did I say that right?
Probably not.
Grootley Lager?
It's something like that. Somebody's ripping their radio out of their car right now.
No, I think that was right. We called him and asked him.
Okay.
Called the Piggly Wiggly in Grootley Lager. Shouts out Will Stevens.
Those were the days. Sparta. No, how can we forget Sparta?
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously. That was lovely Sparta. Calf killer.
White County.
You ever been to Sparta?
No.
I'm going to guess no.
No. I was trying to remember if we played them in basketball, because they have really good women's basketball. White County High School.
Oh, okay.
Sparta. I think it's White County High School, but they still call it Sparta.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Sparta.
Yeah, it's weird.
This is Sparta.
Are you guys just naming weird towns?
Yeah.
In Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
But not
in
necessarily weird.
Have you been to Bucksnort?
I have been to Bucksnort.
Yep, that's in the county named after me.
Bucksnort is between Nashville and New Johnsonville.
Located in Hickman County.
There's a Memphis, Indiana.
You know, there's a Houston County.
Is there?
Yep. Attaboy. You know the little notch at the top of the state in West Tennessee?
Yeah.
That's Houston County. There might be one under. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, Bucksnort. You got to stop at the gas station right there and get a hat for Bucksnort, Tennessee.
I'd imagine population probably 100.
Oh, no.
More?
Yeah, more.
1,000?
Yeah, a couple thousand maybe.
Wow, really?
I have no idea.
Because New Johnsonville only has 1,800.
Bucksnort, TN. Let's see here. Population of Bucksnort. Doesn't say.
The town is so small that the United States Census Bureau has no information on it. In fact, there's not even a post office. All that really exists in Bucksnort is a truck stop, a motel, a gas station, and a small diner. Well, that's awesome.
Wow.
Sounds like somewhere you'd go if you did something bad in a past life and were trying to get off the grid.
I think they have one restaurant in all of Bucksnort. Rudy's. Yep. Any other great cities in the state of Tennessee, Nate?
That was all the ones that stuck out to me. I went through the whole list.
Sweet Lips. The first settlers to land in Sweet Lips, Tennessee, arrived in the 1820s. The name came about when American Civil War soldiers... Civil War soldiers would drink water from a nearby creek that was sweet to the lips.
Why was it sweet to the lips? Just good old creek water?
I guess. There's no post office, no stop signs, no street lights, and no shopping mall. Most residents travel to nearby towns for grocery, school, and work. One lifelong resident even claimed back in 1986 that the most exciting thing to ever happen in Sweet Lips was a contest to see who spits their chew of tobacco the furthest.
Mm. See, Dave? Historical. Come on. How can you hate it?
Yeah.
Amazing. Bucksnort.
Yep.
Grootly Lager. Foster says that there is a Memphis, Indiana. Mm-hmm. There's also a Nashville, Indiana. It's tricky. It'll get you. Got to watch the GPS, you know?
Yeah. Send you to the wrong place in a hurry.
Davey, we've really been doing about 2 hours of a depot, but how are you coming along with your depot?
Your version.
Some good, some bad.
I don't even know what that means, bud.
I feel like I can...
Have you done anything at all for it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a no. No, no changes or updates in the metal tracker so far this morning. We're still barely hanging on. Let's see here. Yeah, the 10,000 meters was won by an Ethiopian.
Mm-hmm.
So looks like we're out on that one.
That was the first track and field event, right?
Yes, yes, it
track
was.
Event.
First one.
Oh, no.
What?
Hickman.
Uh-oh.
You're going to love this.
Okay.
This could go a lot of different ways. Yeah, I don't know. Is it a Bucky's update? Is it something about Central Park's menu?
According to FanDuel, the U.S. and the Netherlands have finished their match. Knockout match, I might add. Tied 2-2.
Extra time?
It's like they're going to extra time.
Oh, boy.
And if that's still tied after that, of course.
Get in the penalty shootout.
Sudden death or penalty shootout? Well, it's sudden death and extra time, right? Or is it not?
No, they did away with that.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Unless the women's Olympic rules are different or something. I don't know.
No.
The European Championships, we were just watching. It's just extra time, non-sudden death.
Right.
If you're still tied, you know, if each team scores mm-hmm. whatever, or they don't, penalty shootout at the end.
I thought he was about to say the Swedish women lost. Which, they yes, were, not all the women on the Swedish national team are beautiful, but there are four really pretty ones.
Now there's extra time betting. Netherlands plus 390, the draw plus 115, USA plus 155. Whew, a tough call. It was 2-2 during the match, too. You think a team probably scores here next time, right? But which one?
I was going to say, I know who Hickman's rooting for.
People probably think I'm just an unpatriotic ass. I'm not. I love this country. That's why I have to do this. It's not easy rooting for the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dutch.
Today, but I got to do it. And that beautiful orange.
It is. It's a good color.
Spot on, almost. Maybe a tad bit more neon.
Oh, it's a good bit more neon, I think. But
it know. Depends. Depends on the uni. I mentioned this earlier. Dave Van Horn got extended, I don't know if this is correct, through 2031?
What?
Dave Van Horn got a 10-year extension?
Yikes.
Brett sent that in. That's something. His base salary is $1.25 million. I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. Coaches with new deals in the SEC, Tony Vitello has the biggest. 1.5. We named this already, but Tim Corbin makes, it's not, I guess, technically reported because Vanderbilt doesn't have to do that, but he's like right around 2. Who wasn't there someone else that was up in that range? What does the guy at Mississippi State make? Oh, he makes 1.25 also.
Okay. What's Tony V at now?
1.5, base.
Bam. And Dave Van Horn is?
1.25. Take that.
I mean, and that's really nothing for our athletic budget.
No.
You know, like.
It's
whatever. Props to Danny White. You know, we debated this a long time and kind of went both ways. If this came through, Tony V, I give Danny White a strong check mark for that task and getting it completed the right way.
I'm still a little worried about the stadium stuff. The fact that they couldn't hammer that out, get the details agreed upon. I mean, it sounds like they want the same things. I guess, I mean, they did say, like, you can't put that in a contract. Like, that's never happened before. But I guess they're still just, as long as they're working together, I'm fine. I hope we didn't give Tony this raise and then, you know, dunk on him and not give him what he wants with the stadium. You got to invest, man. And now that we're about to add Oklahoma and Texas, I don't think money's going to be a big issue for SEC programs moving forward. I mean, really, at this point, you've got no excuses. How do we think the Big Ten feels? Because their TV contract
was
kind
of sitting there, right? I mean, we haven't really heard much about what
they haven't done much.
Do.
They know.
Are they out there trying to snag some teams like kind of under the radar to keep up? Know. Who would they even go after?
I don't know. I mean, really?
Oklahoma State, Iowa State.
Yeah, I mean, I think those two would make sense.
Who's the most? Do they get Kansas just for more for basketball?
Kansas in the Big Ten seems like a fit that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they kind of go obviously way. Football, they stink. But they got Leopold now. They might be able to turn that bad boy around.
Well, it gives you a chance when you're in – it gives you a little bit more of a chance when you're in the Big Ten if you do get a good coach to pull some upsets off and then maybe recruit a little better and then kind of gradually get better at football.
I just can't – it's just – I feels like Kansas.
Them and Rutgers would be a hell of a matchup each year.
There you go. Cross division rivals. I don't know. We'll come back. Yeah. Kickoff hour 3.
The Depot.